In the church's night prayer of Compline, on Sundays and feast days, she sings the 90th psalm. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. For he hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at thy side. This is a day of thousands. 3 years ago, approximately 3,000 literally fell, many of them to their death in that great tragedy. Yesterday, a greater number than those who died 3 years ago this day were slain. Over 3,000 children were slain in the womb by the crime of abortion. And no one will do anything about it. Politicians talk and profit when election time comes, but no one will stop the slaughter. We, it should be remembered in election year, we and not the Muslims are killing our own country and our own future. And we wonder, what kind of a future could we have? This week it was announced that now 1,000 Americans have died in the war in Iraq, which is nowhere near over. 1,000 Americans. The Iraqis, of course, don't count. Their women and children are collateral damage. No one has counted them. I suppose no one could, but the Iraqis do, and are waging, according to their own lights, a bitter guerrilla war against the occupying forces. And daily, 2 or 3 of our soldiers are slain, often by bombs, hidden bombs. This week the paper too gave the number of the tens of thousands who have fallen in all of American wars. Not to count, who could count, the millions who died in the last century, the victims of international socialism, communism, or national socialism. And yet still today, as we sing this austere and beautiful mass for peace, we are full of hope. It shall not come nigh thee. Why? Why, because he hath given his angels charge over thee. The angel I want to tell you about today called himself the Angel of Peace. Last night we spoke of the third preparatory visit, just before the Blessed Mother came. Let me tell you briefly about the first two. It was the early spring of 1916, a year before Our Lady appeared at Fatima, and the three children were out at a favorite kind of a rocky hill, a knoll, where they used to take care of the sheep of Lucia's family, and they were playing. And all of a sudden, so strong a wind came that the children looked up and they stopped playing, and looking across a distant valley, they saw a dazzling globe of light, like a miniature sun. Later on would come the actual miracle of the sun. But this light came, and then it turned into the face and the figure, crystal-like, transparent, of a young man of the age of 14, more brilliant than crystal pierced by rays of sun, Lucy described him. And standing before them, in a very grave and beautiful voice, the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I am the Angel of Peace. Pray with me." And then kneeling down, and he bowed so low that his forehead touched the ground, he recited that little Fatima prayer we should say every day. He said it 3 times, And as he said it, the angel's voice shook or quivered with fervor. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee. I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. And then he got up and he said, pray like that. The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplications. And when he said that, he just faded away into the sunlight, and he was gone. Now, the children were so overwhelmed with this that they spent a long time, they said later, just praying on their knees. And they agreed they would keep it a secret, not tell anyone about the angel that they saw that day. Now, that same year, in the summer, when it was very hot in Portugal, the children were sitting in the shade of some fig trees in the heat of the day, just resting near a well in the garden of Lucy's house, her yard. And all of a sudden, another angel came, and he stood by them. And this is what he said, what are you doing? In sort of a tone of correction, what are you doing? You must pray a great deal. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. Offer up prayers and sacrifices constantly to the Most High. Lucy asked him how they were to make sacrifices, and the angel said, make everything you do a sacrifice. In reparation for the countless sins, offer it to God. In reparation for the sins whereby he is offended, to pray for the conversion of sinners. This is how you will bring peace to your country. I am its guardian angel, the angel of Portugal. So this was a different angel this time, because countries, cities, as well as individuals have their own guardian angel. He concluded by saying, above all, accept and bear with submission all the sufferings the Lord may send upon you. When the angel spoke to them this way, Lucy said, it was as though a light came right into their souls and made them understand who God is, how much God loves us, how much God wishes to be loved. And they said, for the first time they realized the value of sacrifice, of offering things up, especially for its power to convert sinners. And from then on, they began to offer up to God many things that were difficult or unpleasant. And they spent a long time prostrate or flat on the ground praying. Then the angel disappeared. And then, of course, came the third vision I told you about last night with the mystical Holy Communion that got them ready for Our Lady's coming on May 13th. It is interesting to note that these children were still children. Lucy had made her first communion at the age of 6, but Jacinta was sent away by the priest and told that she was too young. And Lucy tried to explain the catechism and explain the Blessed Sacrament to Jacinta. Jacinta thought that the child Jesus would come just a little bit of him in the host. If there were many hosts, they'd be sort of divided up. And Lucy explained, she understood, that no, it was the whole Jesus in each host, in each particle of the sacred host. Francisco, for his part, went home in tears after his first communion test. He wanted to receive his communion, but he didn't know the creed, and he got mixed up as he was reciting it. And he had to wait. He didn't make his first communion until he was on his deathbed. And they were children still, as we are sometimes, regardless of our age, still children. Did you know that when the Blessed Mother appeared on May 13th, despite the sacrifices they sweetly wanted to make and the prayers they'd been taught by the angel and all the rest, did you know that they were in the practice of saying what they used to call the short rosary? That is to say, they said, well, let's say the rosary. It was kind of a little bit of a game. And instead of saying the whole Our Father or the whole Hail Mary on the beads, they would just say Our Father. Then they would say Hail Mary and Hail Mary. So they got their rosary said very, very quickly, and then they could have their lunch. They were just children. And in a sense, regardless of our age, when it comes to prayer, so are we all. Because we are children, we need a mother, even as angels need and have a queen. The queen of the angels to whom God hath given charge over thee, it is most of all who assures us that evil will not come nigh unto us. The Fatima message of prayer and sacrifice, the rosary, the scapular, all of these things really are for peace and for eternal peace. The rosary and the scapular, let us make one proper resolution concerning each today on the second day of the 40 hours. There is a way that you can make a rosary called a Eucharistic rosary, which would be very pleasing to our Lord. What is it? When you say the Hail Mary, when you come to the holy name of Jesus, make a spiritual communion. That simply means that you desire to receive our Lord. You can't receive him sacramentally each time, but you desire to receive him. You love him. You're sorry for your sins. Dear Lord, I want to receive you. Always have that intention when you say Jesus in your Hail Mary. And each way, eat that day for your rosary, each time you're making a little act of spiritual communion. And Our Lady, just as she gave Jesus to the shepherds and the kings, will give him to you, and you can give him back, offering him up to our Lord in union with the Mass throughout the world. Sometimes, to remind themselves, people bow their head, even if they're kneeling, or maybe strike their breast or something like that, when they say the holy name in each Hail Mary, to make a little act of spiritual communion. Also, it helps us from being distracted when we pray. Last of all, remember the importance of the scapular. We have to consecrate ourselves to Mary's Immaculate Heart, and the way we do that is by wearing the brown scapular. Pope Pius XII tells us, Our Lady is the mother of true peace, St. Peter Damian says, and for a long time the Church has considered the scapular the signum pacis, the sign of peace. With all of the problems and all of the difficulties in this world, Our Lady comes to give a resolution, to give a solution, since peace only comes by changing our own hearts, and only grace can accomplish that. We must pray in order to be protected. Remember this, peace does not come from an absence of conflict. When a strong man bullies a weaker one into submission, that's not peace. The lesson of the Middle East is a classic example of that. Nor does peace come by the United Nations or peace conferences, none of these things. Peace only comes from within, as wars only come as a punishment for sin. But the wearing of your little brown scapular, a piece of brown wool, Our Lady's color, her mantle, her livery, this is a sign that you're dedicated and consecrated to her, and this too is a way of bringing peace. Mary has placed her sign of battle and her sign of victory upon us all. Let's resolve to wear it well. And we pray our rosary to make it a Eucharistic rosary, a whole chain of spiritual communions. Make these little resolutions today, won't you? And you will be all of you who are dearest children of Mary, her peace warriors. And if sometimes, like the little children of Fatima, you forget and you shorten your prayers, never mind. Our mother will come again. Never mind. The angel who is your guardian will always be with you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.